and cavernous. The ceiling soared an astonishing 100 feet overhead, supported by monolithic columns of green granite. A tiered gallery of dark Russian walnut seats with hand-tooled pigskin encircled the room. A 33-foot-tall throne dominated the western wall, with a concealed pipe organ opposite it. The walls were a kaleidoscope of ancient symbols, Egyptian, Hebraic, astronomical, alchemical, and others yet unknown. Tonight, the temple room was lit by a series of precisely arranged candles. Their dim glow was aided only by a pale shaft of moonlight that filtered down through the expansive oculus in the ceiling and illuminated the room's most startling feature. An enormous altar, hewn from a solid block of polished Belgian black marble, situated dead center of the square chamber. "The secret is how to die," the initiate reminded himself.
"It is time,"
a voice whispered. The initiate let his gaze climb the distinguished white-robed figure standing before him, the supreme, worshipful master. The man, in his late 50s, was an American icon, well-loved, robust, and incalculably wealthy. His once dark hair was turning silver, and his famous visage reflected a lifetime of power and a vigorous intellect.
"Take